Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. Some people are crying foul today after a surprise vote by just a handful of Massachusetts lawmakers this morning. The legislators decided to delay the time frame by which stores can sell marijuana for recreational use. That was a part of the ballot question that voters approved last month. Senate President Stan Rosenberg says today's action still supports voters' wishes, but he says lawmakers need time to deal with the logistics.
The people voted in principle. We're going to obey that principle. We're going to support their will. What we're doing is working on the details.
Joining us to talk further about this is Katie Lannon, a reporter for the State House News Service. Katie, welcome to Radio Boston.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So you were watching this vote in the House today. What happened?
Yeah, I was in the House today, and this bill originated first elsewhere in the building. It came out of the Senate first, and it passed quickly there without much discussion. Senate President Rosenberg introduced it, said that it would delay the implementation of the, you know, the retail licensing portion of the law by 6 months. Then it came over to the Senate, or rather from the Senate to the House, where there were about four lawmakers present. They quickly agreed with no discussion, and, you know, with two more procedural votes, the bill was sent to Governor Baker's desk, and now it's in front of him for his review.
So no opposition expressed or anything like that?
No, there was no opposition, no discussion, just a quick, you know, the whole process took about 2 hours from its introduction to its passage.
Now, Senator Rosenberg had indicated that something like this might happen, that legislation regarding recreational marijuana use and tweaking the new law might take place in informal session. How unusual do you think it is that four people would be present when something like this comes forward?
You know, it's actually not that unusual for there to be only three or four representatives or senators in an informal session, in contrast to a full formal session, which would usually have the full 40 senators and 160 representatives in the chamber. These informal sessions are usually sparsely attended. There's often one Republican and one Democrat, and you usually see kind of uncontroversial bills moving through, liquor licenses, local bills, things like that.
So maybe not unusual in terms of how well or not well attended this session may have been, but unusual in the fact that this is something significant that potentially affects a large number of people.
Yeah, I think that's a fair characterization, although, you know, there was a lot of agreement in the legislature that there might need to be delays. So in that regard, it was something that there wasn't a lot of controversy around within the legislature itself, how the advocates and the critics of the law or supporters of the law might react to it is a different story.
And what it means essentially is recreational marijuana use is still legal in Massachusetts. There's nothing changed there. The only thing that changes is when stores can begin selling it. Is that right?
Right. A bulk of the law took effect on December 15th, and that's the possession, the home grow provisions, the fact that you can give marijuana as a gift. None of that changes what this action today, if the bill is signed into law by Governor Baker, will do is push back the retail licensing by 6 months. It'll give Treasurer Goldberg another 6 months to appoint members of the Cannabis Control Commission, and it'll give that commission another 6 months to formulate and put out its regulations.
Okay. Katie Lannon, reporter for State House News Service, I want to say thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
I'm also told now that State Senator Jason Lewis is on the line. He amended this bill to allow for this vote today, delaying this sale of recreational marijuana in Massachusetts. Senator, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Deb. My pleasure.
So explain very briefly, if you would, what your amendment is doing so folks aren't confused about thinking that as of December 15th, recreational marijuana was legal, but now something happened on December 28th and we don't know where that stands. Where does it stand?
So to be clear, the legislature intends to, you know, go forward and fully respect the will of the voters, and marijuana, recreational marijuana use in Massachusetts, you know, will be legal for use, for possession, purchase, and sale. What we've done with this legislation today, which is now headed to Governor Baker's desk, is simply to add a little bit more time for the creation of a regulatory structure to oversee the new commercial marijuana industry. So the possession and consumption of limited amounts of marijuana and also limited home growing of marijuana, which became legal on December 15th, there's been no change to that whatsoever. So all we're talking about here is the time frame and the steps that we will have to go through to create a regulatory structure and allow for a whole new industry to, you know, to be created in Massachusetts to sell marijuana.
But stores would not then open in January of 2018 as expected. It would be really the first stores opening 6 months after that. So you've effectively delayed the opening of when stores might be able to sell marijuana. Is that right?
Possibly. I mean, those dates, which were written in the original ballot question that passed on November 8th, and the updated dates, which are would be in this in the law we passed today, those are the dates, the latest time at which that action needs to take place. It's certainly the intention of the legislature, and I know Governor Baker, and I know Treasurer Goldberg, and others, to move as quickly and as efficiently as we can to craft the legislation that's needed and the regulations that are needed to implement the law. So we're going to move forward as quickly as we can. And, you know, that means hopefully that we will be able to, if anything, do things sooner than those dates.
Some have questioned why it was done the way it was done today with so few lawmakers present during an informal session. Why do it this way and raise people's eyebrows?
Well, we really didn't have a choice. The ballot question passed on November 8th, and this is a time of year when the legislature is not meeting in what are known as formal sessions. So we would be meeting just in informal sessions. If the legislature didn't act before the end of the year, we would have had to wait until potentially well into next year by the time the new legislature convenes and is sworn in, by the time committees are set up. That could have delayed this by several months, and we didn't want to risk delaying this process any more than we have to, because we do want to move forward as quickly as possible to implement the new law. So that's why we felt it was important that we act actually before the end of this year and not push this off into next year.
All right. Senator Jason Lewis, who amended this bill that essentially delays the start of the sale of recreational marijuana in stores in Massachusetts, thanks very much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.